KJ4CTD, WJW. Hello, Wyatt.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Working with GPS down to the microsecond on a Raspberry Pi. You ever play around with that?
Down to the microsecond, but milliseconds, yeah.
Well, you can get a GPS, and you can get it to set the time for you. You know, you can have several different ways you can use to set the time. You can have it set the time, and then you can monitor it with this program that tells you how many microseconds you're off from GPS time. And if it gets off too far, it'll correct it. And you can keep it within about 20 microseconds of absolute time. That's pretty accurate for a Raspberry Pi.
I've never paid attention to how accurate this is, but I am using GPS-D, but I'm actually using it more for location than I am timing.
Yeah, that takes away from its ability to be accurate. Anything that's running on the Pi or anything that, you know, changes temperature because of CPU heat and that kind of stuff, or uses more CPU, like using it for location, distracts from it. Have you heard of time difference of arrival, TDOA? Have you heard of that? Okay, anyway, I was playing around with that algorithm. I was trying to fine-tune one of those algorithms, and you got to have a GPS clock down to the microsecond to give you accuracy to within 300 meters. You got to have it down to like a tenth of a microsecond to get it down to like 30 meters. 30 meters. So anyway, I'm playing around with it. It's kind of fun. I did not know that you could get a Raspberry Pi to be that accurate on time.
N0TR.
Recognizing Tom, your last transmission, only last word come out of it, Wyatt. It's like you didn't press the button down all the way. Try it again.
I was doing an interstate merge.
Oh, okay. I'll leave you alone. Go ahead, Tom.
Hello, Wyatt. When you get time, Wyatt, there's no rush. I'm just wondering, when we take your sign down out there in front, but it's still up there, and no problem. Just curious if you wanted to keep them. Dave, have you got that in front of you right now? I think I'm 3 seconds off. I got 237 and 10.
Well, I turn it on and turn it off. I'll let Wyatt answer, see if he wants to get rid of the sign, but I make adjustments and then turn it on and monitor it. But it's down to the microsecond. So every time it runs, it's got anywhere from 0 to 999,999 microseconds.
Come back. I just have not had any time, oddly enough, since we're talking about time. But as what Dave's talking about, I actually think the angle of attack would be an easier way to do it. You have to synchronize everybody, unless you come up with a good way to do GPS logging.
Well, there you go. I think somebody else jumped in there, too. I think you doubled with somebody at the very beginning of your transmission. But, yeah, the hybrid method, AOA plus TDOA, are supposed to yield the best results. I think there's somebody else in there. Go ahead.
Check, let me see what happens. Just got my 706 back from the repair shop. Just wondering how it sounds.
Too much drive, David. Your deviation's too high.
Mic volume?
It's a little short.
You talking about the mic gain?
And that's affirmative, and you can check with the other guys. W4DJW, go ahead.
I haven't heard enough of words in a sentence to determine that. He doesn't sound muffled to me or anything like that. Try to make a little longer transmission.
Okay, I just don't want to be hogging the repeater up too much. I just want to jump in real quick. This is just a stock mic. I need to get another mic for it. But is it too loud or is it pretty good or what?
I'm not sure, Tom. That sounded fine to me.
I think it's too hot. A lot of times in the menu, depending on the radio, of course, there's a half deviation selection in there you can go to, and I think it'd sound better that way. To me, it sounds like you're kind of in a cave or something there. There's a little too much drive, but, you know, my ears are a little bit older than Dave's, but why don't you take it, KJ4TTD in 0TR?
I'm going through a bunch of concrete at 85 to 85. But he's ever driving my receiver.
I'm not, why is too broken up for me to catch it? What did he say about his receiver?
I believe, he was a little garbled, but he said that Dave was overdriving his receiver. Go ahead, Dave.
Dave? You're between my ears.
Okay, I'll, let me get into the menu of the radio and let me see if I can take care of that.
So, Wyatt, that sounds like a hint of CPU bound.
W4DJW.
No, when Wyatt said it was overdriving his receiver between his ears, it sounds like he was CPU bound.
I can guarantee it's too hot, Dave. It has that, I don't know, sounds like a lollipop mic in the old days with a mic gain on it. It's just really, really hot.
Okay, I moved away from my mouth a few inches. All right, guys, if someone can hear me on the input, but no big deal. I'll make the proper adjustment, and I'll check back in a little bit later. Thanks, guys.
And also it sounds like he's got some echo going on, and it's really screwing with my ears.
One time ago, Wyatt, at least that's what your wife told me.
Shush.
So, David, don't forget, you can always go back to the recording and listen to it for yourself. It sounds perfectly fine to me, but my hearing's not the best hearing in the world. So I would recommend you go back to the website and listen to it yourself before you make any adjustments.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, it sounds like he's in an echo chamber. I agree with Wyatt.
That sounds fuzzier to me. It could just be me, because they seem to think it's something that I'm not hearing. It sounded crisp and clear to me previously. Now it sounds a little on the muffled side.
I still don't like it, Dave, but you got people on here a lot smarter than I am, so take that with a grain of salt. But it's overdriven, and now you want to go to Walmart Market? Okay, we're just leaving all these... go ahead,
Warren. It's like wood, you know. You make one measurement and cut it 1,000 times, and maybe, oh, crud, you're still too short. KJ4CTD mobile and heavy traffic, apparently.
Well, you're coming through better now, Wyatt. And, David, you ask 1,000 people, you'll get 1,000 answers. That's why I say go listen to the website after it's over and see what you want to do from there. But it sounds fine. Either way... It's completely audible, you know, either way you want to go. There's no question about interpreting what you're saying.
New York accent?
And he's speaking too fast? Okay. Well, I'll get into the radio and I'll check it out. Thanks, guys. Let me get out of here. KB2HXS.
Dave, that was the best transmission that I've heard so far on that one. And Dave, you're right, but Marisa and I was the only one that was right all the time. I swear it.
You're the best one I've heard yet, but I am actually finally out of all the noise. Apparently, as soon as you hit the GSP airport exit, it's good clear.
You do sound a lot clearer now, Wyatt, before. And Bernice is getting really good at making jokes.
Exactly right.
I'm going to have to discipline her when I get her home, Wyatt, for saying such things. Oh, I always tell her, like my dad told me, Tom, there'll be something to catch you when I tell you something. Just jump. There'll always be something there to catch you. And I always replied, yeah, Dad, but it might be brown and slippery.
Oh, but Bernice, that was funny. Thank you, Bernice. KJ4CTD mobile.
All right, Wyatt, I'm going to go back to my program, and I've got to integrate. An AOA, you like AOA better than TDOA. Is that correct?
That's affirmative. Like I said, you know, the TDOA, somehow or another, you're going to have to log the actual time, GPS time, before you transmit it to your central server. The AOA lets you just take it straight away and drop it straight to AFERS, and you know, it's your there's no telling on how fast you can get it over there, but I probably could do it hybridish that way. I don't know.
Well, you and Steve agree. I like TDOA better, but I may find out that I'm wrong, and I'm willing to do the work to figure out. I think the AOA is pretty simple to implement, where the TDOA, you've got to have accuracy down to a microsecond to get within 300 meters. But I think a hybrid of both is probably what I'm going to settle for. Anyway, if you got time to do AOA, let me know. If not, I'll do an AOA.
We're going into Walmart, guys. Lots of fun talking to you. All the pleasure's all mine. 73 Zen0TR. Go ahead, Wyatt.
Hey again, and Dave. It's just simpler to implement an AOA. Might be something worthwhile to set up like an L to beam with on your magically spinning, non-spinning antenna, and see if that works. That's something I have considered. But I'll let you get back to your programming. I'll be mobile for another half hour. KJ4, CTT mobile.
Well, now, before you go, the AOA, nothing's rotating in AOA, right? AOA is two pairs at 90-degree angles.
The Adcock antenna or the Watson method? I'm sorry, I can't remember. Somebody Watson, I don't remember.
That's Watson Watt, I think, is the one that you're talking about. That's a dipole rather than a monopole. But this one's got two, the AOA, regardless, the AOA's got two receivers and a horizontal configuration and two receivers and a vertical configuration, and you're measuring the difference in time of arrival to get an angle. Is that what you're, that's AOA, right?
One where you usually have 4 to 8 antennas, and you just use RF relays to switch between them, and it basically spends, it's sort of like passive radar.
Okay, that's Doppler. And Doppler has multipath issues, and that's what we're trying to get away from.
That's why I was looking at the using LPD antennas instead of omnidirectional antennas. It does have some strange and bizarre, interesting research behind that, but I don't know that it necessarily applies to direction finding.
Okay, well, AOA isn't rotating anything. There's no physical or virtual rotation of any antennas there. There's a fixed number of them. There's four. There are two of them with a straight line between those is one angle, and two of them with a straight line between those at 90 degrees perpendicular to that, there's another angle, and you measure the arrival time of arrival to each of one of them to get an angle.
Oh, and that's the one that's got the central omnidirectional antenna, right?
That's correct. They're all omnidirectional. That's correct. That's AOA.
Okay, I'll have to go back and re-look at your RNF video and see which one I'm actually thinking of then.
All right, well, let me know, because I'm looking for all kinds of input. I'm looking for input from everybody. All right, catch you later. You're starting to get scratchy. W4DJW, clear and monitoring.
For RMM Mobile.